is Liberation Day in DC, and we're going to take our capital back.
I don't know how anyone can listen to the president in his press conference yesterday and have a straight face. Claiming that Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, is a lawless city is such a bizarre statement to make. It's a very safe place. I've been to places that are dangerous. I've been to Skid Row. I've been to parts of South Central L.A. I've been to 45th and 23rd Street in Chicago. I've been to 3rd Ward, 5th Ward, and Greenspoint in Houston. D.C. is a place with a lot of homelessness, but it is not a lawless city. It's like, how can he say that and expect people to believe him? It's one thing to say that another city is dealing with crime poorly, but the very city that you are all currently in is dealing with lawlessness when, if you've been to D.C., it's pretty chill, honestly, is so incredibly bizarre. We have a president who has zero respect for the truth, and he continually demonstrates that almost every single day. There's no crime emergency because crime has been down. There is no general crisis or emergency, holiday, or natural disaster. There's no reason for this. There is no reason to send 850 National Guard troops. They patrolled the streets of DC last night. They made 23 arrests, some of those for subway fare evasion. Good job. Some of my followers might be wondering, does this mean we're headed towards fascism? Well, this is a step towards fascism for sure. This is a blatant disregard of the truth regarding crime rates, as well as action for action's sake alone. So, the deployment of troops, despite there being no need for it, is an indication of fascism. However, if we're talking about the entire US, personally, I don't think it's possible to have a military takeover. There isn't enough political will for that to happen, and the US is a very big place with a large population that is very well armed. It's also so incredibly ironic that Trump is claiming that he will restore law and order when he himself is actively violating the Constitution. He participated in an insurrection not too far away from where he held that press conference. Therefore, he should be disqualified from running for office. However, he needed to run for office because he was going to go to prison otherwise. So here we are.